Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Arunachal Pradesh is celebrating its 40th statehood day today. On February 20, 1987, Arunachal became the 24th state of India. Till early 70s, it was known as the Northeast Frontier Agency, NEFA. It gained the Union Territory status on January 20, 1972 and was renamed as Arunachal Pradesh. The day was celebrated at Indira Gandhi Park, Itanagar. State Governor, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Panaik, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The governor called upon the people of the state to reaffirm their commitment to preserving Arunachal's rich culture and heritage, safeguarding the environment, ensuring equal opportunities for youth and women, and eliminating corruption and opacity in public life. He emphasized that a developed Arunachal must be an integral part of a developed India. The day was also celebrated in Lok Bhavan of Jammu and Kashmir. Joining the rest of Arunachal Pradesh, the 40th statehood day was celebrated at Alor, where Siang Deputy Commissioner Mindo Loi hoisted the national flag. In a speech, the DC narrated the evolution of Arunachal Pradesh as a state. He said that Alor and the entire West Siang district has improved in all sectors, including health and road connectivity. The DC appealed to the public of West Siang to cooperate for overall development of the district. He discouraged drugs and antisocial elements. The day was celebrated with colorful mega dance and various cultural programs. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today extended warm greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh on their statehood day. V.P. Radhakrishnan said that Arunachal truly reflects the spirit of harmony between nature and culture. P.M. Modi said that blessed with majestic landscapes and an extraordinary cultural diversity, Arunachal stands as a shining example of harmony between tradition and nature. He also said that the state's spirited and industrious citizens play a vital role in strengthening the nation's progress. The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Panaik, conferred the state gold and silver medals on distinguished individuals and organizations in recognition of their outstanding services to the state at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. The state gold medal was awarded to Havildar and Honorary Naib Subedar Lekhi Pasang, retired of the 2nd Battalion Arunachal Scouts. Whistleblower late Gyamar Padang of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission and the Women Police Station Pasigad. The state silver medals were given to 14 individuals and two organizations, Deepshika Trust, NGO Navi Mumbai and Mountain Dwellers, SAG Lileng Village, Boleng, Siang District. The governor also presented the Chief Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration. An integrated mega health camp is going to be held on 22nd February at Pongchao in Longding District. It is being organized by the District Administration of Longding in collaboration with the Department of Health and Family Welfare, District Health Society and partner organizations. Key highlights of the health camps are specialist services, awareness programs, free medicines and lab tests, referral services, free power glass distribution and eye screening, including others. The 12th edition of the Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program was inaugurated at Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills today. Two faculty mentors and 20 student delegates from both Jharkhand and Pondicherry are participating in the event. The program is an initiative supported by the Northeastern Council under the Ministry of Donor. It aims to strengthen cultural exchange, youth engagement and mutual understanding among students and faculty from different regions of the country. Under the initiative of Khelo India Travel Games 2026, the Phase 2 of the Football Championship for men and women began today at Itanagar. Arunachal Pradesh is hosting the championships in two different venues at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPR for men's and Rajiv Gandhi Stadium, Nahalagun for the women's. A total of 7 teams from the Northeast are taking part. The winners of the championship will progress to the final round, which will be played at Jharkhand. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change will organize the Him Connect from February 25 to 27 under the National Mission on Himalayan Studies alongside the World Sustainable Development Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Vastu wealth value chain creation through Vastu pruned tea residues developed by NIT Arunachal Pradesh will be among the key innovations featured at Him Connect. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.